A brother's payday is intercepted.
Your sister got the check. She doled out money to you slowly, but she kept $4,000 for herself.
Her reason?
She was charging you rent of $1,000 a month on an apartment that she and a friend live in, on which she pays $180 a month.
Now, sister's not saying much.
Where is his money? I can say it slower if you like. Where is his money?
I used it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Maurice Fry is suing his sister, LaTanya Fry, for stealing his settlement money.
Order. All rise.
Case number 437 on the calendar, the matter Fry versus Fry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Fry, this is your sister.
Yes.
I'm going to come to you in a moment. I have some preliminary questions to ask your sister. Miss Fry, who do you live with?
Carol Patterson.
This person?
Yes.
Carol.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you and Miss Patterson lived together?
7 years.
And what kind of property do you live in? House, apartment?
Housing. House, apartment. It's a house, but first floor.
Who owns the house?
It's rented.
Have you lived in the same house for a while?
Yes.
How long?
7 years.
You have a lease?
Yes.
And how much is the monthly rent on the house?
It's the apartment.
Apartment?
$1,350.
And you're employed?
Right now, I'm unemployed.
When was the last time you were employed full-time?
Full-time, January of last year.
What have you been doing this past year?
Looking for work.
Who did you work for in January of last year?
A professional building company.
How long did you work for them?
3.5 years.
And Miss Patterson, does she work?
No, she doesn't.
How does she support herself?
Disability.
And what kind of income do you receive?
I was receiving unemployment, but now I'm not receiving anything.
When did your unemployment stop?
In December.
So you received unemployment for 12 months?
Yes.
How do you pay the rent?
We have subsidized housing.
How much do they pay?
They pay a third.
Have they always paid a third of the rent?
It's the third, yes. It's under Carol's name.
So how much is the rent on the house?
On the house or on the apartment?
On the apartment.
It varies. It depends on the income.
Well, right now, there is no income.
Right, so it's like
so 180. So how much did you pay rent last month?
Last month, 180.
And the month before?
Same thing.
180?
Yes.
When was it ever more than 180 in the last 12 months?
It hasn't been.
So that's what your rent is, $180
yes.
a month?
Yes.
What months did your brother live with you?
From February to May.
February?
Yes.
2013?
Yes.
To May?
Yes.
2013?
Yes.
Now I got all the facts that I need. So this is what the case is about. Mr. Fry, you received a personal injury settlement.
Yes.
And there was a reason why you weren't going to be around when the settlement check was issued. Why is that?
Why I wasn't going to be around when the settlement check was issued? She got rid of me. She kicked me out.
What do you mean she got rid of you?
She just threw me out.
Oh, my God. Lies.
Because I got arrested for disorderly conduct in February of 2013, I had to name someone power of attorney in order to receive my settlement. Does that refresh your recollection?
Yes.
So it is your claim that your sister got the check. She doled out money to you slowly, but she kept $4,000-some-odd for herself. Your sister says she kept the $4,000 for herself because you owed her money because she was charging you rent of $1,000 a month. Doesn't that make you feel ridiculous? She was charging you rent of $1,000 a month for the 4 months that you lived there on an apartment that she and a friend live in, on which she pays $180 a month. Why would you charge him $1,000 a month if your rent was $180 a month? You see, I always have a reason to go where I'm going. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Can I speak?
You know, I mean, I could understand it if you would say to me, Judge, the landlord, the owner of the house where I live, can get $1,350 a month for the apartment. But where I live, in the state that I live in, because of my income and because of my roommate's income, I only pay $180 a month on, or $200 a month on this $1,300 a month apartment. So I was going to collect the rest from my brother, the $1,000 a month, and give it to the landlord or back to the government, because that's really what they're paying to the landlord, right?
Yeah.
To say, listen, I know you can get $1,300, So the government's going to give you the difference so that these nice people can live there. Why would anybody charge their brother $1,000 a month on a $180 a month apartment?
And an issue began, and I didn't charge him anything for anything all his life that I've been helping my brother.
About just the 4 months that he lived with you. That's what we're talking about. That's what you say in your answer. You wanted me to read your answer? 4 months that he lived with me, I was going to charge him $4,000 a month. I gave him $1,000 to get started on his own. Then I gave him $5,000 and $5,000. You say that he stayed with me from February until May. In return for my giving him a place to live, he promised me $1,000 a month. That's what you say in your answer.
No, wait.
Where's his money? Where is his money? That's not a hard question. I can say it slower if you like. Where is his money? That's not an answer. The answer is I lost it. I gambled away with it. I spent it. I did whatever I did with
it.
But that's not an answer.
I used it.
What?
I used it.
Well, you used it.
Yes.
Right? Well, the government should know that. Then they'll increase your housing. They know that you have an extra $4,000.
I don't have an extra anything.
Well, you did have an extra.
It's nothing
madam,
extra.
If you kept $4,183, then increased your income in your home by $4,183 on which you paid no taxes.
He didn't pay no taxes either. I don't care about him.
I don't care about him. I care about you. You're the one living in subsidized housing.
Actually, it's not under even my name. That's not
You're
even the issue.
There.
It's not even the issue, though, Your Honor.
It is a little issue there because
the issue is.
No, the issue is, madam, $4,183 is income to you.
It's no income to me when I help my brother. I went around taking him to all these appointments. It's no income to me. I'm even sorry we even have to come to this.
I'm explaining to you that in the eyes of the government, madam, that is income to you. If you took him around to appointments and he lived with you and you had no source of income other than that,
other than my unemployment
kept,
that helped him
kept,
while he didn't have anything or anywhere else to go. So I don't understand that.
Well, I know you don't like
no,
to
I'm
understand
not.
It. You're
mm-hmm.
not putting on your listening ears. What I'm
no,
telling
please.
You is that money is ascribed to you as income. So that's income. That's what you got from something, from working, from helping your brother, by taking him around to appointments, from whatever. That's income that's coming into your home. And if the government is subsidizing the household where you are living, then the government should know about that. In any event, you can't keep his money. Okay, who are you living with now?
My mother.
I'm staying with my mother right now.
Did you blow through the rest of the money?
I know she
Did you blow through the rest of the money?
Yes.
Well, you're going to blow through this. Judgment for the plaintiff, $4,100.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It was the power of my attorney, and I guess she thought she just can spend my money any way she wanted to.
It's just a lot. I'm not going to even get into it. I'm sorry we even came to this point.
She stole money right off the top.
We haven't had a relationship, period.
Yes, it hurts. It really hurts.
And this made it even worse.
I couldn't believe it. I said, why would you do that to me? You're my only sister.
That is over. Everybody go about their business and have a good life.
I'm not talking to her no more. I'm done with her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Deslandes versus Morgan. Step forward.
Kendra Deslandes is suing her former friend, Danielle Morgan, for unpaid rent and bills for an apartment they shared.
Ms. Deslandes, your complaint alleges that the defendant was a friend of yours, and you let her move into an apartment that you had leased. And your complaint says you let her move into that apartment. You were going to move out to do her a favor because she and her children were living in a hotel. Well, she moved into your apartment, you say, with the understanding that she would pay the rent and the utilities. And she moved out of the apartment after a month or two.
Yes.
And you want her to pay 3 months' rent after she moved out. Up until the time you broke the lease, and that cost you some more money to break the lease. Miss Morgan has a defense. She says that you turned off the electricity, so she had to move. But I'm not even going to get there yet, because I have a few questions for you. For you.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It was 5 adults, 2 children that were living
care.
In a hotel.
Don't give me, listen to me. That's what they call in this business the backstory.
But that,
for that
was,
you
that
go
was,
to
that
see
is
Phil.
What was given
you
to
don't
me.
Come to me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kendra Deslandes is suing her former friend,
Danielle Morgan for rent and utility bills.
Now, you signed the lease on this apartment in what month and year?
I initially moved in October 2011.
When was the last time you signed a lease on the apartment?
October 2012, I renewed the lease.
Why did you renew the lease in October of 2012? Did you like the apartment?
Yes, I did.
And you intended to live there in October when you signed it?
I intended to fulfill the lease that I
renewed. You intended to live there?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
And then something happened to you. Not having something to do with her.
No, ma'am.
What? You moved out and moved in where?
With the witness, my witness.
With?
Linda Robertson.
So you moved out to live with your witness. Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you sign a lease in that apartment?
No, I had a verbal.
The answer is no.
Yes, ma'am.
You had no lease.
No.
And you're still living with your witness.
Yes, I am.
In what month did Ms. Morgan move into your apartment?
The exact date was November 16th, 2000.
November 16, 2012. And on what date did you move out of the apartment?
We moved out of the apartment January 18th, 2013.
So you were there for 2 months?
Yes. We physically moved out. Our things were still there until the end of the month. Due to the lights being cut off, we can only move in the daytime.
You were there for 2 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay rent from November to December?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
$630.
And you don't deny that you paid that rent?
No, she did not. She didn't pay anything for November. She moved in on my dime.
Fine. Did you accept that?
That was fine.
Did she pay December's rent?
Yes, she did.
That was $600. Then in January, you didn't pay rent.
No, ma'am, I did pay January.
On what date did you pay January's rent?
January 2nd.
Do you have proof of that?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was on the 3rd.
Okay, so she paid rent in January.
Yes.
And then she moved out.
Yes.
And she didn't have a written lease with you. The answer is, did she or did she not have a written lease with you?
No, ma'am, she didn't.
And she moved out, and she told you she was moving out the end of the month. Or she moved out the end of the month. You knew she wasn't there anymore the end of the month, and she's paid through January.
February the 1st is when I went to do a walkthrough to make sure everything was...
I don't care. You knew she was moving out, and if you went there February 1st, you knew she was out in January.
Well...
No, well.
I'm sorry. May I say something, Your Honor?
What?
It was a verbal agreement.
Listen to me. I know exactly what you're talking about. Your problem is this, Ms. Deslandis.
Yes, ma'am.
If she moved out of the apartment and you did not have a lease where you moved in with your friend, your choice is all yours.
Yes, ma'am.
You say, I guess I have to move back to my apartment where I have a lease and live out the end of my lease. She paid for the 2 months she was there. So you want her to pay for the 3 months that you say, well, I paid my rent, and then I broke the lease. That was your choice.
If I can just say something,
y'all. Just a second, I'm speaking.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
First of all, I was living there for a year prior. I moved everything. So I'm just overwhelmed.
I want you to get underwhelmed. I'm asking you the question, why didn't you move back to your apartment?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kendra Deslandes is suing her former friend, Danielle Morgan, for rent and utility bills.
I just want you to understand where I'm coming from.
Yes,
where I'm coming from is as follows. Your life and your choices are your own. If you choose to stay with your friend, that would be your business. She has to pay for what she used. She used that apartment for 2 months. You weren't doing her a big favor. You had
That's
a life
incorrect,
choice
Your Honor.
That you
I
were
was
going
doing,
to make.
I did her major favor.
You had a life choice that you were going to make,
major.
Which was, Ms. Deslandes.
Yes, ma'am.
You have your listening ears on.
Yes, ma'am.
Your listening ears should tell you the following. You're not going to win this case. You're not
going to
win this case
Honor.
For a very simple reason.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Made a choice. You made a choice to stay with your friend.
Oh,
you could have moved with your friend back to your apartment.
Excuse me.
Or you could have moved there alone.
I'll wait.
You could have found a subletter for the apartment. You chose not to move home.
Your Honor, if I may.
I'm not interested in what you have to say.
If I may, Your Honor. Okay, Danielle called me in dire stress It was five adults, two children that were living in a hotel.
Don't give me, listen to me. That's what they call in this business the backstory.
But that was given to me.
You don't come to me. I'm not interested in the backstory. This is a court.
Yes, ma'am.
The court is you had a lease on an apartment for a year.
Yes, ma'am.
You signed the lease in October. November, you wanted to move with
your
friend.
I did not want to move.
I'm speaking.
Yes, ma'am.
You wanted to move with your friend.
That's
she needed
incorrect.
A place to stay. It sounded like a great marriage.
Ma'am. Judge Judy, just if you can just take 1 second to hear me.
All you have to do is tell me
okay,
the following.
First of all,
what prevented you from moving back to your apartment in February?
By letting Danielle move in, she agreed to stay
there. No, no, don't tell me what she agreed.
I'm
asking you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
What prevented you on February 1st, when she moved out, from moving back to your apartment and fulfilling the terms of your lease? Nobody's living there
now. Due to the agreement that I made with the witness to allow Danielle and her family to have someone to stay other than the hotel, I had an agreement with this young lady, which still basically put me in a bind. Now that she had left the apartment, I was responsible for that.
Just
a second. I'm speaking. I asked you whether you had a written lease in the place that you went to when you left the defendant at your home. If relying on the fact that she was going to be there, you entered into another written lease, that I'll hear. But if you didn't have a written lease that bound you legally to another landlord, you had the opportunity to cut your losses, go back to your apartment where you had lived since 2010, fulfill the terms of your lease.
Okay, Your Honor, if I may. First of all, I was living there for a year prior. I moved everything. And despite that, letting Danielle or assisting her with shelter, I provided her with a mattress, a box spring, two dressers with a full mirror, nightstand, a television. And I was paying storage, paying her, and then had to pay for the responsibility that she took. So I'm just overwhelmed.
I want you to get underwhelmed. I'm asking you the question, why didn't you move back to your apartment?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Why didn't you move back to your apartment?
I put in notice to move because I was already paying to stay where I moved in with her with my two children. I was paying the storage. And then with that being said, that was just so much money that I was out.
I lost my job. I'm saying to you, take your stuff out of storage, put it back in your apartment. That way you're not paying storage and you stay in your apartment with your two children.
Ma'am, I lost my job in December, which did not stop or affect my income and doing what I had to do. But the fact of the matter is, I wasn't getting as much money as I was getting while
working.
That's
not her fault, Mr. Sanders.
Ma'am,
You're not answering my question.
I got one more thing, ma'am. And then she claims that the lights were turned off.
I don't care about that. That has nothing to do with my question.
Okay.
I don't care about the lights being turned off. She lived there for 2 months. She paid 2 months' rent. You knew she was moving out. You had a written lease with the landlord. She was not on the lease with the landlord. You were. You had an opportunity to move back into the apartment. You chose not to do that, and now you wanted to pay for all the month's rent before you broke your lease and the broken lease fees. And I'm saying you didn't have to break your lease. Move back to the apartment with your kids. Take your stuff out of storage, and the case is over. That's what I'm saying to you. It has nothing to do with turning off the lights. Goodbye.
Hey, Judge Judy, if you can hear me, please.
Nope.
Judge Judy.
Gone. Over.
Are you serious? Judge Judy.
These are excuses. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I basically told her that with where I was living, I needed to provide, you know, electricity there.
I paid her. And the next day, she had the electricity cut off.
And I gave her, you know, notice of that.
She just wanted us out, period.
And I did not cut it off. She had the electricity put back in that day.
She's very bitter and has a lot of animosity towards me. She feels as if I took advantage of her.
She took advantage of me at a great deal.
When I feel like we did each other a favor.
Disgusting that she would even do that to me.
And she just, you know, she just doesn't feel the same way.
It is what it is.
It is very hurtful. We've been through a lot together.
And I'm ready to move on with my life.
You live, you learn who your true friends are. And I can always say that I was a true friend.